Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray for you. Have any question about the lesson, we'll do our best and the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, we thank God for those of you listening at the 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. For those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it's Monday, and it's Monday night, 7 p.m., and you know that means the angel messenger speaks today, headed off by our brother, Brother Eddie Lee. And as we await for our brother to come on, we want to once again take this time to thank the Lord Jesus for all of you that's listening far and near. May the Lord bless you and keep you and watch over you and your family and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. It's truly indeed, people, a blessing to be able to give the word of God out to the people. And you know what? It is even as good of a blessing to be able to teach the word of God. And I want to say to you all today how important teaching is. Teaching, and when I say teaching, I'm talking from both aspects. I'm talking about the teaching of the word of God and regular natural teaching, okay, like our education in the schools. You notice that the same way it is in the natural is also the spiritual. If you look today in our schools, the lack of teaching and how it has hurt the children, it has hurt the children in a terrible way. And it's the same thing spiritually. When the people is not being taught the word, it affects them, okay? It affects them. And teaching is as important as preaching. And people, I say that to say this. For those of you, listen, I pray that God will show you the importance of teaching. Because some of you, you know, as I said many times on the broadcast, some of you, you know, you don't go to Sunday school. You don't go to Bible study. If you do go, you go, you be very late. And what it is a lack of care, a lack of concern for learning the word of God. And you think that you're okay by doing this. Well, you're going to find out where it was very much needed in your life, okay? Some of you have ministers and pastors that's willing to teach you the word of God, but you won't show up. You won't show up. And if you do showing up, you're showing up late, you're showing up at the end, okay? And some of you are the same ones who talked about your pastor and say, you're not being fed. Well, you're not coming on time. It has to start with you. You have to have a care for the learning of God's word as well. Now, in the ministry, we have a job to do, is to teach the word of God to the people. But under that command from God, we were never commanded by God to force you to learn. So there has to be a meeting point between the leadership and the people. So listen, if you're passing them, say, hey, Sunday school at 9:30, be on time. I guarantee you that many of you that are listening, you are on time on your jobs. I guarantee you, if I talk to your supervisors, they would say, hey, how reliable you are and how you rarely miss a day from work and you rarely late. I guarantee you with many of you, I can talk to your supervisor and they'll tell me that. But when it comes to the learning of the word of God, you either late or not showing up. Now, people are going to find out in the church, and it's going to be some suffering. They're going to find out why it was important for them to be taught the word of God. I'm telling you, you know, we tend to, in the Christian community, we tend to at times lean more towards one thing than the other. Instead of staying in the middle of the road, we want to lean towards one thing or another. And most in the Christian community is preaching, okay? And like I said, we will preach. But I'm here to tell you that the preaching among the Christian community has outweighed the teaching. Teaching is not looked at as being important. And see, when you look on the natural side, as in this nation, for example, that's the view of this nation the same way. The teaching of our children is not viewed as important like it was back in the days, okay, where they even pour a lot of money into education. Now what you got, okay? They didn't took a lot, okay? Education, teaching is not looked at as being important, okay? Not only in the Christian community, but on the natural side as well, okay? And it's not looking at being important. I look on the jobs today in the natural, and you can tell where that teaching is not looked at as important. Yeah, you start, you know, trying to train some of these people, and you got the leadership either trying to rush you or the person you training has very little interest. And then they quick to tell you, I got it. And you turn them loose and find out they ain't got nothing, okay? And people are suffering spiritually and naturally from the lack of teaching, okay? And you have it on both sides. You have, meaning the leadership and leaders, and I'm talking about your pastors in your church, daddies and mamas at home who are not teaching those under their leadership, okay? And then you have on the other side of the aisle where those who need to be taught is not making the necessary preparations to be taught. Amen. You got some people that look at age factor. You got some people that need to be taught is older than them do the teaching. So now they feel some kind of way about that. So, hey, why listen to him or her? They younger than me. I'm older. They can't tell me anything. And then you got on the other side of the aisle, you got some of the young ones looking at the older ones teaching, and they go, well, in this day and time, I know computer technology more than them. So what? They too old. What can they tell? And see, the Lord is going to raise up a balanced people, okay? And when I talk about balanced people, I'm talking about they're going to be made up of the old and the young. The old and the young. God is going to raise up the old and the young who are going to work together. See, we're having this problem this day on both sides of the aisle. We're having this problem in the spiritual and the natural between the old and the young working together. You got the old thinking the young is too young and the young thinking the old too old. And now you have this gap there, okay? You have this gap. And people think it's not a problem, but it is. But as I was saying before, people are finna find out why it was important for them to be taught, and others gonna find out why it was important to have taught people something, okay? You're going to find out on both sides of the aisle, I'm telling you, because teaching is important, people. Teaching is important. To you young kids listening who playing around in school, listen, teaching is important. You know, back in the days, you could get some kind of job with a high school diploma, okay? You could get some kind of job with a high school diploma. But now, in this day and time, high school diplomas is being frowned at, people. It's being frowned at. Hallelujah. So teaching is as important, and people are going to find out why it's important that teaching was to go forth today. God bless you all, Brother Lee and Sister Stella. God bless you.
God bless.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
There's an American expression called H-E-L-L. But I'd rather
Hello?
Say shalom.
Shalom, peace.
It's a, no, hi everybody, this is the Windy City. Flagpole flying. America's a great choice land. Brother Lee from the Windy City of Chicago. I greet my brothers and sisters and all people around the world and every nation, especially the saints in Christ.
Amen.
And also all people in every nation who are precious in the sight of the Lord. Our God,
Amen.
Jesus Christ, who acknowledge Jesus Christ. Many nations call him in their language, the Hebrew language. He was birthed in called. His name was Yeshua or Joshua, Hamashua. So if we were living in his day, he probably grew up on the cultural language of Hebrew or Aramaic, whichever nation that ruled. The Jews, they was ingrained to their culture, their language. So the Jews were from many nations, whoever, whatever nation that dominated, controlled them, they had to learn their language, the Greek. But the cultural language of the Israelite people was Hebrew, the original. So if we were to go to in Jesus' day, and the nations that was dominated of Israel, from Rome to Assyrian, we would have to speak the language of that culture of that day. It don't happen that we are in America, and English seemed to be the cultural nation of the European nations. And it is now that we are born in this nation. So when I go into the shop, and I hear the African people speaking the language of the African people of different cultures, they have many, many dialects. Many languages. Many people think that Africa speaks one language, or they think Mexico or Puerto Rican, they have one language, but they have many dialects within that language. Many factions and tribal people. In China, the main is Mandarin, but the old language of the Chinese was Cantonese. So here we are today speaking from America, USA, the English language. So we thank God for Jesus Christ and knowledge, his death, burial, and resurrection. By the way, I was the Handmaiden's Night, and I was in I don't know whether you were. Many people get around to different groups and different churches, different religion, political groups. But I was fortunate in Chicago. I started out at a very young age. Coming from the deep south, moving to the north, going into the military, getting a chance to meet certain people and have gone to some nations. And it's very interesting when you meet other people. And I assure everyone, especially in American Christian culture, to get to meet different people from different nations and nationality. You'll be incredibly informed and surprised. And you remember they had a feast day in Israel called Pekah. And this is a feast day, one of the seven feasts that Israel celebrated. And one was called the Feast of Pentecost, where Jews came from every different nation to Jerusalem to celebrate this high feast day called Pentecost. 50 means 50 after, meaning the number 50. That means 40 days after his resurrection and 10 days, Jesus ascended as he was on the earth for 40 days after his resurrection, and he ascended, and then 10 days, which makes 50, which meaning 50 days Pentecost. Now, people came from all different nations to celebrate Pentecost at Jerusalem, which is a center place, the city of God, his special choice land. So today in America, USA, I was reading something you said, sister, again, and a lot of people are not aware of the heritage of this land beyond the 1776, or the history of God's history about this land. It's very, very important. We know about the natural establishment of America and its government, and we celebrate 1776 July 4th Independence Day, which is great. And they mark the deliverance from the colonials of even England, France, and all the southern nations. America became free, a free sovereign nation. And but beyond that, many people do not know the spiritual heritage and legacy of this land. And that's very important for them to know the spiritual legacy that the Lord Jesus, bringing a people called the from the Spanish, a people to this land through the fellow called Columbus. But before Columbus, the problem about it is most people think that Columbus was the first person and group to come into this land. But they'll be amazed. They will be surprised that we look at God's history and this land that other people have been brought long time before to this land.
Amen.
Even to Central America, down up to North America. And the history of that people do not know about. And we are glad to share with them the history of the Lord God Jesus dealing with what we call the Incas and the American Indian. And the heritage of the American Indian, what we call the American Indians. Amazing that the people that Columbus and American Vespucci and all the rest, when they come to this land, they found this people already in this land, Columbus and all the rest of them before, found a people in this America. And they called them Indians. The reason they called them Indians because Columbus and that group was searching for a new land, but they were actually searching for India. And they were sailing for India, but the Lord directed them and found to a new land, this land which we now call the Americas. They found a people, and they called them Indians because I guess they thought they had hit India. But they're not Indians, but that's just a name that this people were labeled with, called the American Indians and the South American Indians and Central America Indians. So here we are, looking at God's history and looking at man's history about nation, that this America that we live in, when you read Psalms 87? It tells us some little bit about that the Lord had ordained this land, just like he ordained us before our mother's womb, that he knew us, and he had purpose and planned for certain people to be born certain places, certain land, in order to fulfill his purpose and plan. That birthing, that people birthing, when you hear the expression, for this purpose were they born, for this purpose, you can imagine, for this purpose were he born, for this cause did he come forth, or he was born. God, the Almighty God, Yahweh, had planned before the world was purpose ordained. Before we came out of our mother's womb, many people were ordained, predestinated for God's purpose to be filled on the earth. And
amen.
We look at this land, which is the most choice land. And I bring this up. I was looking at something. And God's history, and I look at American history, our national history, internationalism, foreign history. And but now we go higher step and look at God's history about nations, about God's
amen.
Historical revelation about different nations on the earth and what
mm-hmm.
he had purpose for them, what he had
amen.
Planned for them. And now we're looking at one of the greatest nations on the earth in the end time is declining,
mm-hmm.
is declining.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to all nations. Even Israel, God's chosen people, was scattered, declined. And you ask, why did that happen? Why
mm-hmm.
did these things happen?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they occur?
Amen.
And so we're looking at the decline of America as in the choice, most blessed nation in the earth on these end days. The decline in every area. So what is going to occur? We see declining of all nations, the falling of all nations, if you would call it,
mm-hmm.
the downfall of all governments and nations. So what
yeah.
can the people called Christian or called followers of the Christ, what part do they play during the downfall, the end of the role, the rule of all nations? What is they to do during this end time when Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world? Now, in that, you know, in the Jesus day, the world, when he said the world, they only was to go to certain nations, because when the apostles went out, they went to Far East, Middle East, and all the Mediterranean area, but that was not all of the world. That was all
amen.
The world in their day. That was
mm-hmm.
all the world they had. Now we
mm-hmm.
have the West and the European, all these other nations in the end time.
Mm-hmm.
And so our mission is to take it to the what? The ends of the earth.
All the earth. Amen.
Now, if I would say to somebody, what does that mean to the ends of the earth, to all of the world?
Mm-hmm.
The expression is found translated in our language, English, take it to all nations,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
to the whole world, and to
mm-hmm.
the ends of the earth. What do that
amen.
Expression really mean, the ends of the earth? What is the end of the earth? Now,
mm-hmm.
Lord, I acknowledge Jesus, and I pray and offer him that what we do is not for money, not for gain,
mm-hmm.
and not for fame. We're not on here for self-glory, but we
yeah.
are here to reveal the plan that Jesus Christ to rule
mm-hmm.
and reign over all the
mm-hmm.
earth is coming
mm-hmm.
and soon and coming. So we
yeah.
are expressing the message and a plan of God concerning everyone who wants to be a citizen of the kingdom of Christ. All you want to see in the other kingdom called the kingdom of sin and darkness. God has given
amen.
Us the invitation through the gospel that all people can be a part and be rescued from the curse of sin and death and become a part of the life and the hope of Christ that he
yeah.
had in the beginning. It's called reconciliation.
Yeah.
It's called redemption.
Amen.
It's called the righteous covenant given to all
amen.
Now, as you are, each of you all have something to input, and each person that comes into the kingdom of God in Christ and comes to Jesus has a special mission upon them.
Amen.
A special assignment. They may be little, small, or known or unknown, but they still
mm-hmm.
have a precious
mm-hmm.
an important part
mm-hmm. amen.
To play in bringing about the kingdom of God in Christ. Now,
amen.
each of us are important, and we may be little in the eyes of men and the eyes of other people, maybe small, insignificant, not known,
mm-hmm.
not famous,
mm-hmm.
not in the eyes
mm-hmm.
of men, but famous mm-hmm. in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. He has chosen us before the
Amen.
Foundation of the world.
Amen.
Now, it says in Ephesians that he predestined and chosen us in Ephesians 1 that we should be holy and without blame without him in love. Now, it makes us, Ephesians 1 and 4 and 5, it said he chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be sons, heirs, predestinated in Christ, to be heirs and joint heirs for Christ, and to be holy, blameless, and in love.
Yes.
Now, here we are, 2023. Now, one time we're going to get into, is this the calendar that we go by to mark time, the Gregorian Roman calendar that we mark time, is it accurate? No, it's not. But we're not going to get into that. It's the way we measure time is not accurate. Actually, the timetable of the Hebrew calendar is a little more closer to accuracy, to the months. Solar, solar time, or by sun, a moon. Now, the Gregorian, Gregorian calendar that we measure days and time is not accurate. So, let's think about it today. We say 2023 years from Christ, and we measure 2,000 years or 2 days from the Christ being born. And we say from this that we are 2 days or 2,000 years from the time of Christ and a 4,000 years from Adam. And at the end of the 6,000 years, his kingdom is for to come. But here we find out that we are 2,023 with 6,000 years, 2 days from the birth of Christ, and the kingdom has not fully come. Okay. Now, we know that we get a figurative and a symbolic understanding from the Old Testament that said in 6 days the Lord created the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we say 1,000 days as a year, and we said on the sixth day, it's not a 24-hour day, though. Here's the problem. When he said he made the earth and things in 24, that's not a 24-hour day. But we look at it as a 24-hour day. A day in God's time, as they measure it, 1,000 years or maybe more. So we count and say, this is the sixth day that we're entering. And the sixth day, Christ must come and rule on the seventh day. Now, he's going to rule at the end of the sixth day until the seventh day, which is the 7,000 years. Now, here we are, 6 days, 2023. So we're not the time Christ got to come at the end of this sixth day, because it says he rested. After 6 days, he rested. And the word rest means, what rest means to cease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people, actually what it means, he ceased from his works. That's all it means.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped
mm-hmm.
and ceased from all of his creative works that he was going to do.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to make a big thing out of Sabbath. They had to worship on that day. In the Old Testament, they were given a certain day to worship. Jesus fulfilled that. So it's a big argument that's going on in the earth about whether you come together on it's really something that the devil has deceived. And so thousands of people saying, you're not a part of God if you don't come together on that one day, seventh day. Other people say, well, Sunday is Catholic day and all that junk. It's the devil has befuddled mankind and confused man to separate mankind, and they're arguing why he's taking over the earth. So he's very good on getting the Christians confused about a particular pet doctrine, some kind of minor doctrine, not even a major doctrine, and they're arguing, fighting over this. And what they need to be fighting now, have you redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Now, the most important question is, are you redeemed by the blood of the Lamb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not redeemed by the Sabbath, a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday. You're redeemed. You're not. This is how the devil has tricked people and deceived. That's why the angel is coming. People ask, why do you need an angel coming in these last days? One of the reasons is the confusion among those people who name the name of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
One of the main reasons that Elijah must come and restore all things as written in the scripture is because of the confusion and division among the people who call themselves the body of Christ.
Amen.
A house divided. So one of the reasons is the messenger comes to put down the thinking of man that is confused, who Satan has influenced and caused this total almost separation from the different parts of the body of Christ. And they are arguing about some minor and sometimes major things.
Mm-hmm.
And that while the devil is working his work.
Amen.
I said, while the devil, while we fight and scheme and stuff, the devil is working his work.
Amen. Amen.
If you want to conquer anything, you have what Jesus said, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Right.
So Satan works this thing of division, contention, and fighting, infighting against one another while he's doing what he do best.
That's right.
Deceiving and lying, and he uses whatever he can to cause a separation so they won't be unified, because a body of people that's totally unified is dangerous.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
It can be dangerous either way. You know that when you join the mafia, you have to take an oath. When you join what this crime organization is called, the mafia or whatever they call it, the mafia, you have to take a blood oath.
I heard
brotherhood blood oath.
Yeah.
In the present day, the devil got organizations in many things where you have to take a oath, a death or a blood oath. Now, if you go and look at all the organizations, especially the dog organization, they have to take a certain oath, whether it's fraternities, the dog ones, the Illuminati, the skulls and the bones, whatever it is, whatever they call the Masons and all these other groups, you have to take a death oath, a blood oath. Now, Satan requires blood just because he imitates everything that Christ does. So what he does, when witches and warlocks want to join power, they have to shed blood. They use animals. They get a little power. But they steal these babies, like all these children are missing, and offer them to the devil. They get great power.
Amen.
Now, all these children that are missing and people, they wonder, where are these people? So many people, children, even to adults, are missing. Well, I can tell you about one-third of them, why one-third of them is missing, and where I can tell you about for absolutely sure one-third of them for sure is missing.
Yeah.
Now, you can look at any place in America and look on the grocery store. They got these people, that's children that's missing, this girl missing. But most of the young people, they got adults, but they got mostly a lot of young people, and children are missing.
Amen.
So wondering what's up. Wondering what's up. Now, I was looking at this Psalms again, 87, about God has planned a legacy in a people. So what I want you to do, if you got the angel's message, turn to message 80. If you got the angel's message, turn to message 50. What was that? 54? I haven't glanced at it. 54.
54?
Yeah. Let me see. 54. I'm not going to be able to read all of this message because, but you have to read it. This is the angel that comes and has brought these words and enlightenment. Now, I just want you to know, everybody that's listening, that we're not making this up. All right? You have the right to go in your scriptures and go on your knees and fast and pray and seek the Lord Jesus, whatever, and ask him, and then ask him to verify in the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Amen.
Now,
it is important that people know the pattern that God used to establish anything. It's always with two or three. It's not one.
Mm-hmm.
Always two and three.
Amen.
He put a law that everything has to be verified and has to be affirmed by another witness. So when you're going to confirm something from God, you need two or three witnesses. And that's the pattern.
Amen.
In the scriptures, two or three witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the court of law, when you go to the court of law, justice for the judge, they want to know, where's your other witness at? Have you got another witness? Well, Your Honor, I saw, okay, but have you got another witness to back up what you say?
Then yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. I got two witnesses. Okay, bring them up here then. You guys have somebody to verify and affirm what you say is true. And so the Lord operates on that same law that he gave man in America.
Yeah.
That's why there's three witnesses in heaven, the Bible says. And the Bible says there's three witnesses in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's three witnesses, soul and body.
Amen.
I said we are made of three parts.
Amen.
Spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
No, we're not a soul. And we're not a body.
Mm-hmm.
We are a spirit
mm-hmm.
having a soul or mind
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
living mm-hmm. in a body. The body
Amen.
Is not the real us. It's just the place,
mm-hmm.
the house that we live in.
Amen.
The body is not us. We're
Amen.
Not a body. The body is a house
mm-hmm.
that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Amen.
A tabernacle. A house.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. Three in one.
Yes.
Since the Lord is immutable, he never changed his pattern.
Amen.
From the beginning, nothing changed his pattern.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord God, the creator, the one we refer to as Yahweh or Jehovah, and sent his son, who's the creator of all things, always leave his signature unchangeable three. He's one God,
mm-hmm.
one way,
mm-hmm.
but he manifests three in that one, to lead
mm-hmm.
to that one.
Yeah.
Okay. In the 54th angel's message, I want us to read right quick. Somebody read, starting at verse 8, and I want someone to read from verse 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have that?
All ye servants of the Lord, ye apostles whom the Lord had called, stand ye together, be in unison, uphold your brother. Remember the Lord has chosen you men for special witness of his work this closing hour. Yea, thus saith the Lord, my young servant is one with you. The adversary has sought to have him. Behold, I have used you to deliver, for it is I that have chosen, and I shall deliver the elect. For I have spoken and sent a messenger that my church may be established in its completeness, and the gospel of my kingdom preached to all the world. Then shall the end come. I have chosen the weak and the unlearned to bring about my wise purpose, says the Lord.
Verse 9.
Let all labor that can, that the work may go on in all parts, but see that all preach and teach the same thing as is found in the Bible, the record of the Nephites, as I have told you.
Verse 10.
You have borne witness to the church of my coming to you. The time soon comes when you with your brethren must bear greater witness to the world of the message I bring. Be not faint-hearted, but rejoice, for the message you bear will bring life, happiness, and peace to many. For I have spoken the word and will of the Lord.
Keep reading.
The Lord has chastened you. Others have been chastened, that the peaceful fruit of righteousness shall be the yield. Let the warning message go as fast as the way is prepared, for the Lord will provide. Thus saith the Lord, let my servant Lewis and Lear prepare that they may be set apart to fill the vacancy in my house as apostle. Let all work together in love, for great is the responsibility before you. Be humble and let your light shine. Be at peace with all men. Come before me in humility and meet in your assembly, and I will meet with you. Love one another. Bear ye one another's burdens. Remember what I have suffered for you, that a way of deliverance might be. Behold, I will give greater light and power as my people will prepare for it. Let A.G. Hagenberg be set apart as an evangelist. Let my servant Moss take up his work, for I, the Lord, have seen his humility. Let Jerry E. Varthy and Elmer E. Watson be set apart as elders. Let them be mindful of their calling, for there is much to be done. Let Richard G. Johnson Jones be set apart as a deacon to assist in the work. Let W.C. Hill take up the work as pastor over the flock in Nuclear at present, that they may be not scattered, but they may be fed, and it will be well with them. Let all be humble, for many conditions will come that shall try many. Many shall be chastened, that their work may stand the test. Let the monies be sent in, that more may take the field, for the harvest is on and the sheaves ungathered. Keep the warning message going to all parts of this land, for this nation shall be cleansed, then it shall be Zion. Therefore the church of Christ shall do her work, for it shall be done in haste. Lo, a mighty awakening is on. Give this message to the brethren, let it go to all. I have come to you from the Lord and not to another. For this work were you born. Keep your calling sacred. I will come again as the Lord will direct. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I thought that as I looked at that, you know, a lot of people says, is the Lord God, the God of Abraham, the creator of the ender, does he speak today? And many people are saying, does he speak as in the days of the Bible? Well, we're still in Bible days, but the Bible days has not ended, but they put it that way. Well, does God does what he did in the Bible days? Does he speak? Does he work? Is he alive or is he real? Is there evil? Is there a personica or called the evil, the devil? Now, people ask this question, does God speak today? They'll go in the Bible and they'll say, oh, I believe that God spoke yesterday and day before that, but he's not speaking today. He doesn't speak today. And they didn't get this from the Bible, of course. They think they did, that God was through speaking and that he can't speak today and he doesn't need to speak or reveal today or manifest today, that he stopped that 2,000 years ago. He took the back seat and he didn't say anything anymore. He can't talk. But with the same mouth, they'll say the devil is talking. Now, it's always amazed me. They tell you that, oh, that's the devil. And I hear people, I say, well, if the devil can talk and do things, where is the living God, the creator? Can he talk today? Can he work? Oh, the devil. The devil, the devil. He do. I said, well, what about the living God? The living creator?
Amen.
Is he still alive? Is he forsaken his people? Has he stopped dealing with his people? Has he left his people alone without direction? Well, we got the Bible. I know. I agree with that. But when did he stop speaking? Well, Revelation, show me in your Bible, your abridged version, where the Lord says, this is my last word to mankind. This is my last word. You can go to the end of Revelation, and he doesn't say, I'm through working, I'm through talking, I'm through revealing.
That's right.
There's nowhere you see in the book of Revelation. Now, it took 400 years or more before they accepted the book of Revelation of John. It was not part of the original scripture that they were canonizing. They rejected for many years. So they were not accepting the book of Revelation for a long time to make it canonized with the rest of the scripture. They were just going by the other scriptures they accepted, so they wouldn't. They weren't accepting the revelation of John on Revelation. Now, during that time, there was the book of Revelation. They was only going by the other scriptures that they declaring to be authentic. Now, after 400 years, they decided more after that they was going to accept the vision of John on the Isle of Patmos as being authentic.
Wow.
Now, why did it take them so long? Why did it take them so long? Now, today is the Lord creator and maker and redeemer. If he doesn't speak or work, then does Satan have a clear role to just take over, right? Because the devil is talking and working and doing. And you can be sure that devils and demons are real. And so the living creator, maker, redeemer, and deliverer, they always trying to tell you some of these religions what God does not do, he can't do, or he's not doing. Why? Right. So y'all got 10 minutes left. So I got to get y'all just 10 minutes before I got to get okay, go ahead, sister and brother. Y'all got what, 3 minutes each? Okay. I did it again. Three minutes apiece. Come on now. Okay.
I just thank the Lord for for being on this broadcast, and I always enjoy everything. And so this evening I was just we were out there in the garage. I was just sitting in there, sitting down. And just meditating on the Lord, and so I got this psalm book, and I started looking through the psalm book and singing some of the songs that's in the psalm book, And then I ran up on songs like "Oh Beautiful," "For Spacious Skies," "The Star Spangled Banner."
Mm-hmm.
And I ran up on this song called "The Valor Hymn of Republicans," and "My Country Tears of Thee." And I was saying that all of these songs when I was coming up, you know, in school, that we sung those songs in school. We had the prayer. We sang these songs, and I said you don't even hear these songs anymore. You don't even hear people talking about these songs. This used to be like a regular everyday thing, you know. And the people were proud of this country. They loved this country, and the Christianity was, you know, really really respectable. Respect. And even like people used to walk down the streets, you know, and if they knew that person was a Christian, they could be cussing or anything. They will stop or either say excuse me. But now they don't even have any respect at all because America, you know, have lost that, you know, that value, true value of Christianity, where she stands, because she have, kneeled and down to what Satan, you know, what Satan have. And so the people do not regard Christianity with respect anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
My country filthy.
Yeah, I was waiting for the, you know, for the sister to go ahead on, and because I'm one that don't like to, I'm not going to say wait, but quiet time, I put it like that. But I was kind of thinking along like the same lines that Sister was thinking about today. And I kind of ran across, and it came back to me when the brother was talking earlier, you know, about people thinking that Christopher Columbus was the first one that discovered America. And I remember in the Record of the Nephi, where I have read that it talks about the Indians. And the brother had mentioned on that. But also it was that I was thinking about the American symbol. A lot of people don't know that, you know, like the American symbol that's on the back of the dollar bill and what it represents. And now it's like, you hear people talk about the love of money. And but, you know, they don't know what even that dollar that they love so much represent. And I just think, and I praise the Lord, because I like to listen to the brothers when they are teaching, because that's how I can learn, if I listen. And I thank God for it and how he is really, I'm learning a lot. I put it like that. I'm learning a lot, and I'm also learning a lot that what I should be doing are things that I could do. It's not that you can't sit back and say it's just me and I can't do this. And I know, you know, in the I learned from, I don't know, over when I lived in Chicago, I'm gonna say 40 years ago, how the brother used to teach us about going out witnessing and then going out two by two, and how the importance of it, because I also learned that while one person is witnessing to somebody, the other one can be praying and binding that devil. And I just think, and I praise the Lord for, to me, they're not just broadcast, they are they're teaching messages, and I thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're grateful for the input about how recovering our nation. And God has sent a word, and he does speak today. And if God does not work, it's not live and doesn't speak and doesn't communicate and fellowship with a people, then if you believe in the devil, then the devil has a free shot to take over the world. So therefore, it is time for Zion to arise. That expression in Isaiah 62 and 60 and 104 It is time for Zion. It's a Hebrew expression because there was a city and a place called Mount Zion in Jerusalem, but the Lord was speaking more clearly about the redeemed people in the last day, more than the physical city that was in Jerusalem. He's talking about a nation and a people in this nation, a church, a kingdom to be established in this America to go to the rest of the world to redeem. It is in this nation, which is to be the center of world deliverance, called Zion, which he is made righteous. Now the devil thinks he's got it. He's going to win, but he's going to lose. He's a lion, and he's not going to win. It looked like he's almost got the battle over, but he's up for a surprise. He's up for a chucky-chucky prize. He's about to get his head chopped off and his head turned around. The kingdom of our Lord in Christ is coming. Now, the reason I take us back to the foundation, because if you want to make people to understand the purpose of God, you have to go back to the primitive foundation. And America has a spiritual foundation. It was a political and government foundation. And the only way a nation can recover, they must go back to the original foundation. The original, all of the symbols of America was spiritual, gospel, and Jesus, and Christian. Even the song that we sang, the symbols on our government, on our building, our celebration. It was only exalting the one that found it. And you go to school, we would raise that with prayer. I know this stuff. The whole thing was, even your education was seated with Christian values and symbols and exalting everything. I enjoyed school. Every morning you had to pray the 23rd Psalm, salute the flag, and pray, lift every voice and sing, Star-Spangled Banner. All had spiritual meanings.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Had a spiritual message.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Keeping in remembrance, telling our children remembrance, training them, imparting to them, causing them to be a part of their heritage. In their song, My Country Till Today.
Yes.
The battle song of the Republic.
Amen.
Star-Spangled Banner, and what we call the Lift Up Your Voice and Sing. Listen.
Amen.
Where we have come full circle, and the devil says, I'm going to remove all of this. I'm going to make a people reject and renounce, and we are doing that in America. That's why we messed up. We're in a mess now. We're in a mess, but there is a people that he's raising up as we close. There is a nation. There is an army. There is some warriors. There is some men and women of God who hear the call of heaven and the call of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord said, I will send my angel with a message that I'm still alive. I'm still working. I can't care for my people, even in these last days. Well, I love your saints ever around the world. Jesus is the atonement. Jesus is the Passover. Jesus is the Redeemer for all people. If you're looking for a way, call upon Jesus, read your Bible and pray, and look at the gospel. It will show you the way.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank God for the blessed word of God today and for the broadcast. We thank God for all of you that have been listening. And as for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate with Sister Anderson, Sister Dickens. We love you all. God bless you. And God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.